From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. Can the death penalty save lives? New research from Pepperdine University says yes, and several studies over the past decade agree. The Pepperdine study comes as many states have imposed a de facto moratorium on executions. This is due in part to a pending Supreme Court case on lethal injections. Cass R. Sunstein is a law professor at the University of Chicago. He's with me now. Professor, welcome.
Thank you so much.
So this one recent study by Roy Adler and Michael Summers of Pepperdine has been drawing a lot of heat. They came up with data that says every inmate who is executed results in 74 fewer deaths the following year. How credible are those numbers?
I think not very. All we have is an op-ed that doesn't give the underlying data. The number they give is way out of line compared to the other studies. And it looks like they don't control for confounding variables. They themselves say in the study that there may be some other factor that's driving their extreme results.
Yet in 2005, you co-wrote a paper that said capital punishment may be morally required, not for retributive reasons, but rather to prevent the taking of innocent lives. Does that mean that you agree with the underlying issue that the death penalty could save lives?
I think it could save lives, and while this new Pepperdine study, based on the op-ed, is entitled to very little weight, there are many other studies that are published in peer-reviewed journals and that are careful, and those studies at least make plausible. I wouldn't say they make clear, but they make plausible the claim that the death penalty is having a deterrent effect. So we have enough data now to know that there's a reasonable dispute here, that there are some studies that are suggestive, at least, that there's a deterrent effect. The social science has not, however, reached a consensus. What I would say is if we do conclude that there's a deterrent effect, then those of us who, like me, are skeptical about the death penalty should probably rethink. What comes from our rethinking is not clear, but we should rethink.
Explain how the death penalty could have a deterrent effect and how you would even measure that.
Well, the basic idea is simple, that if people know if they do something horrible, they're going to lose their lives, the likelihood that they're going to do something horrible is decreased. Of course, it's the case that many terrible murders are crimes of passion and not subject to deterrence. Suicide bombers aren't going to be deterred by the death penalty. But for at least a number of crimes, it's possible, in theory, that you could get people to rethink if they think they're going to get killed. So the simple intuition behind the deterrence theory is self-evident, I think, that it's plausible. The way the social scientists have proceeded, they get county-by-county data. So what they try to do is measure very carefully what the homicide rates are in places before they have the death penalty and what the homicide rates are in places after they have the death penalty. Or if the death penalty has been abolished, they look at homicide rates controlling for the abolition of the death penalty. The rates go up. And what they try to do is control for a range of different variables to see if we actually see reductions in murders after the death penalty has been imposed. And what's the most striking evidence is that the states that have a non-trivial number of death of executions, that is nine or more, they seem to show some increase in deterrence of murder as a result. And I'm emphasizing the word seem because this is not, there's no consensus on this, but there's material out there that is suggestive.
So you have the issue of deterrence. You also have some critics who say that lethal injection is torture. It's a different cut on the issue of executions, but it's currently up before the Supreme Court. What's the significance of that argument?
Well, if we have something that is torture, that it involves excruciating pain, or even for a short period, then the argument that the Constitution bans that kind of death sentence increases in force. So there was an effort to get the Supreme Court to say that the death penalty is cruel and unusual punishment in all circumstances. The court has rejected that argument. On the other hand, if you can show that certain kinds of capital punishment, in fact, have no place in a civilized society, even for those who believe the capital punishment itself is defensible in a civil society, then you might get those kinds of lethal injections struck down.
Well, Professor, I know this is an issue we'll keep tracking. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Cass R. Sunstein is a law professor at the University of Chicago.